This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, January 24th, and it's actually a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. And guess what? We have Catherine Mitchell with us again today, who will be guest hosting with us as we talk about Bay Street. We're going to talk about Bay Street and the perspective concepts they're trying to put downtown. And I asked a question, whose tourism is this anyway? Are we building tourism for Bohemians to benefit, or are we building tourism for foreign entities? Once upon a time, in a different Bahamas, 90% of the tourism enterprise was owned by Bohemians. And the majority of that 90% was actually black Bohemians. And of course, they had working class white Bohemians who were taking advantage of the tourism product. Since 1973, since 1967, the majority of the tourism product is foreign owned. Foreign designed and actually directed by foreigners. Cool. We are inside a partnership, right? We need foreign direct investment in order to propel our tourism product forward. But now let's talk about Bay Street, right? You see, our government said, hey, Bay Street is looking rough. Anything past going east past East Street is a dump. It's been that way for like 25 years. How long, Atlantis? And convince the government to change the direction. Anyway, 25 years plus, Bay Street has been looking like a bomb has hit it, right? But the government said, no, we have some ideas. We have some ideas, and we're putting these ideas through. Let me tell you one or two ideas. The government, when they're doing their rhetoric, they said, the U.S. Embassy is being built downtown. You say, okay, that's interesting that you have that as part of a tourism park. They said, no, it's part of the redevelopment of Bay Street. But he said that's on Shirley Street and East Street. He said, no, that's Bay Street proper, downtown area. It's expansive. Oh, okay, I'll give you that. Then they said, we're going to build the Central Bank of the Bahamas. He said, well, that's on top of the hill. That's not Bay Street. He said, no, that's part of the redeveloping project. And I said, okay, no problem, I'll give you that. Then they said, what about the Margaritaville Hotel? And I said, yeah, I see it, but that foreign owned. We talk about east of Bay Street, right? We have all of Bay Street is looking odd. I said, no problem. Then they said the port. They said the port will revitalize Bay Street and everybody will fall in line after the port. And this is where I'm going to come in now and ask Catherine, who is the port for? How will we benefit from the port, right? I hear they have some shops. And they ask some behemoths to come and invest in that. But I said, but Bay Street empty. I don't need no port for that. Then I have Mike Mora, thank you very much, because I didn't want to call him the wrong
CEO
name.
CEO of the Nassau Cruise Port Limited.
And he said, just recently, and that's where Catherine comes in, because she gets the details, right? And I told her, Catherine, investigate it. I want to know what Mike Mora's saying.
He's saying that we have failed as a cruise port destination.
Who is we?
By God's grace, which is our geography, which is our beautiful beaches, our skies, our seas, are we even still attractive to tourists coming? And I think that was presented at the Bahamas Business Bureau
This is where I want you to talk about
and
this, Catherine.
So one second, and as I engage in this conversation, I'm speaking as a Bahamian lay person. I am not necessarily an expert on all of these issues. I'm responding as a Bahamian would respond. My feelings are as someone looking at our Bay Street, which should culturally, historically, be the heart of our country at the proposed project of a tourism project, projects, as someone who was born here, raised here, born in Princess Margaret, and raised here, and is looking to see what are we envisioning for our country? Are we having visions bestowed upon us? I don't, people say this is certain political party quotes, but this is a biblical quote. Where there is no vision, the people will perish, is Proverbs people, not PLP. But what are we buying into other visions, other places that are being given 150-year leases and other companies that have these decade-long visions for our country that we're failing to look at? Or are we holding on to our gold? One of the big conversations with all the tourism products happening today is our countries giving away their gold for free, their beauty, their geographical and cultural blessings, or are they being mined for these treasures, which are then being taken elsewhere? As you said in your last show, quoting one of your favorite people, mm-hmm. Fred Hampton?
Hampton, yes.
Fred Hampton, who I studied when I was away, so I really enjoyed you talking about him, because some of the civil rights leaders that were taken young, he was killed, he was assassinated by police force when he was 21 years old in Chicago. But he was one of the voices that, had he persevered and been able to live another few decades, would have been as remembered and as powerful as our Martin Luther King was. Mm-hmm. But he, you used his quote, and you remember the quote was?
That was yesterday's show.
and the point, but you're saying, if you do not, that you will become the colonizers without your vision.
Like, yes,
you,
yes.
Though we have cast off the shackles of what we'd say is old colonial times, we have to be careful that we don't put ourselves in new shackles for new ownership. And as we talk about going forward to 50 years and what our vision is ahead and what our fears are, where we feel our threats, are they from our immigrants coming in, or is it this invasion of product of outside investment that is taking the real wealth from our people? These are conversations that I think we have to have.
So let's have this conversation, Catherine. Let's have the conversation.
Can I say one thing before we begin?
Go ahead.
I just want to say I had a really Bahamian experience yesterday. And when I say that, I went to collect my Bahamian passport from the passport office, and I was so impressed, because I did it online, and within 3 days, my passport was ready with only a couple phone calls to figure out how to upload documents. So I was feeling like I saved my first job. I had plenty of first jobs. One of my first jobs as a student is I worked for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the Visa Consulate Division. We've come a long way, baby. I mean, I've had to apply for my kids' passports, and we all show up with our lawn chairs and sit in the parking lot. But in 3 days, my passport was renewed. But as I was sitting there, I was listening to Howard's show and about the difficulties and the tragic loss of that young lady in Princess Margaret Hospital. And I think there was three people in the passport office that were brought to tears with me as we listened to that story. And at the same time, there was someone on the phone saying, how can we get money? How can we help out this situation? I'm like, wow, this is the Bahamas in a nutshell. There's hope. There's progress. We had such an improvement right there in that 3-day progress. We had the heart sickness of how are we still here? How are we losing people? How are we in this desperate situation that we're here crying over the loss of a young mother? And there's heart. And that immediately within that situation, there was a response to it. There was a call to action. There was a caring citizen who did not know this family that was already calling to his church group and saying, how do we fix it? How do we move forward? And I think that whenever we have these conversations, we have to look at the whole pictures. I'm like, here's the horror. Here's the heartbreak. And where's the hope now? Now, you've put forward a lot of different things. And I kind of want to stop and step back and say, we're talking about so many different subjects here. We're talking about the Bay Street and where is it going, and what is the Bay Street experience? I know we're hopefully having Ed Fields on the show next week, who will give us once again the rundown of what the...
he said it before.
Rundown of what Nassau... Oh my gosh, this is slipping.
Redevelopment
is committee is saying, and where they're at, and the investment in the streets, and where they're standing on all of these products. We as Bahamians have just gone through Junk Canoe, and probably it's the first time a lot of us have been on Bay Street for a good amount of time in years, right? Did you go to Junk Canoe?
Nope.
You skipped them? I did go to Junk Canoe with my children. We're not going to talk about the outcome. Go Saxons. I'm a Saxon by convert. I used to be taken to Mason additions by Whopper J. Hi, Sydney Francis. But go Saxons. But I spent time on Bay Street because of that experience. And also my other most recent experience, because I'm not a Bay Street liver, but a lot of my in-laws in banking spend a lot of time walking up down every day. On Epiphany Day, we go out and throw our cross into the water as the Greek Orthodox Church. And walking down Junkanoo Beach, I have to say it's shocking, even though I drive that corner every day, to actually just be on the sidewalk and walking down that way and looking at the tourists, looking at what some of their experiences are, looking at the products they're being offered or having pushed towards them, again, was a bracing experience in trying to see, well, this is what they're saying. This is what they're coming to. When you step off the cruise ship in Nassau, this is what you're getting. So when you ask me what is the Bay Street experience or who is Bay Street for, are you asking me how are we doing as far as our offer to tourists and what we're failing there? Or what are we doing towards make Bay Street available and an opportunity for Bahamians? What do you want to know? What are we talking about today?
I consider all at the same.
Okay. So I think that, and as we talk about these wider discussions, we have the push-pull of how do we look to the world? You know, I always quote the Robert Johnson poem, "Tell Me of Your Homeland, Wanderer." How do we look towards the world? How are we being taken by the world? And also, how are we increasing our own opportunities and qualities of life for those of us who live and see or wish for a future within this country, because I think sometimes it's hard to see a future. And when we have these stories come up that saying that Royal Caribbean is looking to develop this island, there's an immediate reaction to it because we're like, once again, there's something that is happening that is coming up that we're not sure we had a place at the table in deciding on. We're not sure if there's something that's precious that is being taken from us once again that we won't necessarily see any profitable benefit from, that most of the money from that will go straight back to the mothership elsewhere, to an alien nation with and investments that will never hit our shores. And so I think that but at the same time, we're like, but if we're being told by the Mike Moore had said, we're failing as a people to provide a product, and that there may be no choice in going forward other than to give away our wealth so that it can be imagined by other people. Are we in a situation where we have no choice? And has a decision already been made? Has this already gone through? Are we discussing a moot point? Has this already been signed off of? Have the 150-year leases been agreed to? Is there any point in us even talking about this? Now, I talked to a lot of people prepping for the show because we were supposed to talk about this for before Christmas. So I talked to our Bay Street vendors. I talked to our environmentalists. I talked to our people who've run our national parks and the people who are selling their strawware downtown. And there's a lot of feeling that came out. The one feeling that didn't come out anywhere, I think, is a hope and an understanding of a vision going forward. Now, I'm not bashing our Ministry of Tourism or any of the people that are working towards the investment and reimagining a Bay Street. I'm just saying these are from the people spoken with. They said, I feel like Bay Street is not Bahamian-owned, that most of it is being invested in and owned by outside interests, that the money is not going over the hill or into the community in any way, and that more than that, there's not any room for the squeezing in of Bahamian product. A little bit last time when we were talking about how would we reimagine the centerfold, that sounds different, but the masterpiece that should be our downtown area, how would we imagine it? We'd say, well, we'd have to imbue it with some authenticity, but everyone's saying that it's unaffordable. It's not, there's no room for these micro businesses to find a foothold. And that's not for a lack of trying. There's one store downtown I know that has taken on the mantle of, I think they have 40 micro businesses that they represent within their storefront. And they're saying, here, come here. This is where you can find Bahamian product. This is where we can go. This is where you can find us. But that's one store downtown. I think if you go store to store, if you walk the streets, it's very hard to find anything that makes you feel a sense of place. You might feel like you're in a tourist destination, but I don't think you necessarily feel like you're in a Bahamian destination. And I would love to hear from anyone texting in and messaging in on what could be done to change this. There are places in the world that have tried to reimagine their downtown areas and support their micro businesses. We had one caller last show who was a gentleman who said he used to own trolleys back in the day that would have lots of micro businesses and vendors around the place that could sort of like elbow in between the big brand stores to have a name. But again, is this just subsistence tourism? Is this actually profiting us? This is not something that leads to legacy wealth, but just survival. Are we still just in the shadow of bigger international brands that we're not going to be able to ever shoulder off of us? And so if Bay Street proper isn't our answer as a people, CA, you could jump in anytime. Do we then look to what we see? Aaron talks about all the time. We've talked about all the time. Scrooge talks about all the time. Valentino Brown is trying to do in his area of Lewis Street and everything is taking the focus off of our main drag and saying, okay, let's go to our villages. Let's go to Gambier, Adelaide, over the hill and develop a heritage culture and a heritage walk that could imagine tourism outside of one spot. And then people will say, but the cruise ships don't want them to go far off. If they go far off, we get callers saying and the taxi drivers took them into places they didn't feel safe and that they were taken advantage of or they were held up by gunpoint like happened. Did that happen at Bash? I don't know if that's confirmed or not. But there's crime that is prevalent and so this is unsafe. And the message is over and over again is like, give away your gold because you don't know what to do with it. And I, as a Bahamian, fundamentally rebuke that because I think that we, if nothing as a people, have a tremendous imagination. We are still a nation of slaves that imagined ourselves to be free, that imagined ourselves to be independent, that imagined a government that was run in an assembled way and not dictated to. And so the fact that we have capped ourselves on saying, let's give this the wealth of us, the gold of us, away. Let's sign off on these leases or these agreements that are pennies when it comes to the years and years ahead of what they would really be worth, really strikes me with deep sadness. I think back in 1992, there was with one of the first Earth Summits, it was I don't know if he was then president of the Bahamas National Trust, but Pericles Melis was saying that 85 areas across this island alone were identified as being areas that could be preserved and developed and made into something that could be a tourist attraction that was authentically ours. And so many of these areas have already been given away, developed, handed off. And his call is for us to slow down. The gold of our land isn't going anywhere. That little piece of land that is sought after by Royal Caribbean, who I think also went after part of the Bahamas, the port, a little piece of ground Bahama, and has Cocoa Bay, right? So they would, I was like, are we going to be the Republic of Royal Caribbean? But anyway, that little piece of land isn't going to depreciate in value. And there's a strong argument for it to be a national park where 150,000 inner city people that don't necessarily have the opportunity to go to a lot of the beaches that have already been shut off and locked down could go over, could picnic, could take the family out to, could have that little gem of wilderness that is almost unreachable to us all. For tourism to work in a long, sustainable way, it has to benefit our local people. It has to be something that our quality of life is able to hold hands with. We have to be able to share in this wealth. And over the decades, we'll say we'll be locked out of casinos. You can't go to the hotel beaches. You can't go to Cabbage Beach, which is now, what do they call Cabbage Beach now? I know I sound old. My gosh, I'm going to call Hog Island Paradise Island soon. There's, you know, you'd say you can't access Old Fort Bay or Lyford. Adelaide Beach you can still access, and it's still a very pretty beach on the Bahamas. But there's so many things we can't access. So the best cities in the world, the cities that are ranked top 10 as the most livable, the most beautiful, the most attractive to tourists, have these planned parks, have these spaces that capture your heart, that capture your imagination. We don't want to become a Disney World in which you're not going to Florida, but you're going to a theme park, I don't think. I think we want people to fall in love with the place, the nation, the culture, the heritage, the beauty that is the Bahamas. And if you're sailing on a cruise ship and you're looking out on what Royal Caribbean is saying they want to make into a private destination in which cruise ship passengers will come off the ship, go to their port, spend their money there, leave their money there. I know it's being said there'll only be 5,000 to 7,000 people and that there'll be plenty of other people still on the beach and that there aren't other things for them to do, so why not do it there? Well, then I'm saying let us do it. We will do it. I think you've talked to Toby Smith on your show before, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so he's a Bahamian entrepreneur who's put a plan forward to say, all right, well, why don't we do something like this? I'll restore the lighthouse. I'll make this open. We'll make it sustainable. We'll leave little trace. I'm not saying that that is the only option available, but that is a local option available. I guess when I looked at this and you said we're going to talk about this, my deep dives were, wait, what does this really mean? Where, as again, a lay person, not an expert, I'm like, so where is this money going? How much more of a percentage then is going back towards, again, the mothership abroad rather than into our local economy? How much is this going to have a natural impact? If they're dredging to put up the beach in there and they're saying, okay, well, we'll pay towards one of my nature heroes has told me in saying that they would pay towards the healing or the rebuilding of the coral reefs and the dredging of that area. Oh, here is the text from them. The dredging of that area that will take place has already commenced, creates silt in the water that kills the coral surrounding the area. It will kill all the turtle grass. It will kill all the wildlife around there. The corals in the area are actually quite healthy and important to the surrounding ecosystem. They say they'll give money for coral restoration, but that takes years to rebuild and only a fraction of what is lost over 7 years. So the impact and cost from development like this are not fully taken into account. If I say to you, I'm going to take in your money today, but in 7 years, I'm going to give you back 25% of it, does that sound like a deal you'd make? So that's for my nature hero. But, I mean, I've had other texts and other people come in saying that, like, this is akin to treason, that to sell this off makes no sense, that it's not about just vision, but we seem to continually be outgunned by the cruise ship industries, negotiators, researchers, consultants, lobbyists, et cetera, they keep driving our tourism industry in a direction it should not go, and securing tracks or opportunities that will hurt the rest of the market forever. The vision that you're calling for daily on your show, saying where are we going in the next 5, 10, 100, 200 years, is a vision they have. That's why Lighthouse Point is gone, because they see it. They know that's gold. They know that there's nowhere else in the world like the Bahamas. I like to travel, but I like to travel because tell me of your homeland wanderer, because it makes me happy to come home. And there's nowhere else in the world that has our natural beauty. There's nowhere else in the world that has our opportunities. There's nowhere else in the world like us. Let us realize that and hold on to it and stop giving it away.
Okay, I see we have a caller there. Producer Pastor, call it through. How you doing, caller?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Mr. Nuri?
This is Nuri.
Yeah. I'm listening to your co-host.
Yes, my co-host today, Catherine.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm so sorry. I can't hear, so I'm just going to just give me 1 second to hear.
Okay. And I'm listening to a lot of things. Hello?
Go ahead, sir. I'm in
there. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm listening to a lot of things that she is saying. And it's good to have a lot of talks, because I think she's a good talker. She talks along. But the problem is, we talk about Toby. If Toby had got that situation on Paradise Island and he was ready for action, that would have been started. Most of the time, we need help in the Bahamas because we don't have that vision ahead. Honestly, it might sound like a joke. We don't have the vision. The government don't have the vision. And the people in the Bahamas don't want to get together and put something on paper to try and make something happen. We just talk. Always remember, the cruise ships that comes in, they got a vision. And you can't bring the man to his vision when you ain't got none. So you have to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. That's what we all have to do. Okay?
And I appreciate that, caller. And let me elaborate on... Go ahead.
And there's one more thing I want to say to you, Mr. Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to you yesterday, and you made a statement yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe you would have said something like that.
What did I say?
Because you said that Brave Davis is better than Tinlin, Ingram, Perry, and Menace.
I like Philip.
And I try to figure where you get that from. Mm-hmm. Because you need to tell me what Brave Davis do since he come in, except for flying. Now, you need to straighten me out with that.
I can have an entire show.
You need to, honestly, because a lot of people, man, some people were sitting down listening, mm-hmm. and I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
I will have an entire show on that.
You, all you need to do, and I hear somebody ask Dwight that question the other day, mm-hmm. and Dwight said he can't find nothing that Brave Davis did mm-hmm. since he got in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for you. Because Finland leave a mark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where Brave Davis own is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Finland got the defense force. He got the national insurance.
Yeah.
He put some cases where Brave Davis own is.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, I don't know. And I watch where the people in where he is now say he got a lot of flowery talks.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that, and I was looking at it last night, and I smiled to myself. And then I remember you when you say that Brave Davis better than the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hubert Ingham got you on the radio today.
Mm-hmm.
Hubert Ingham. You could go and say whatever you feel like about Hubert Ingham. Finland wasn't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite sure.
But Colin, what I'll do is I'll have an entire show with that. And
because you confused me yesterday. Don't make statements if you can't point to the things right now that he could do. Or he done since he get in.
Like I said, I will.
Because everything
talk about
in the Bahamas is out of hand. And I want him to drop sleep and wake up and did what minutes do, call a snappy election.
Okay, then, Carla. I definitely will have a conversation on that. But let's get focused. Let's get focused and start talking about what it is that we're supposed to talk about, which is whose Bay Street is it? What is our goal and objective for Bay Street and how are we going to move towards it? Right now, the Hilton Hotel, number one Bay Street, has been closed for like 2-3 years, right? 2 years it has been closed. And there's even rumors that it's going to be demolished and have some kind of modern edifice erected. And anyone who knows about the British Colonial Hotel, we know that it has historical value to the Bahamas. It adds to our legacy in terms of who has been there, visited there, and stayed there. So the very idea that the premier, a historical building and what has historic for the Bahamas is being closed for so long, it tells a tale about Bay Street itself. And that itself means that we need to do some introspection as to who we are and where we are. Then we move juxtapose again to the port. Who is the port being built for? They say that it's being built because our tourism product for Bay Street, downtown Bay Street, is lacking. We lack tours. But that has nothing to do with the port because the port is not a tour vision. So again, who is the port being built for? What will the port offer and how will Bahamians benefit from that?
And just one second, I want to respond to, thank you so much, caller. I love when we have callers, and especially when I completely, completely disagree with you. You have to be very careful when you say sit back, enjoy the ride. I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but make sure you're not putting yourself back on a slave ship and being shipped back to financial slavery. When you're told you can't have vision, but we do, you can't know that, but we do, you are the ones that are signing yourself up for enslavement of the future. I rebuke that. I think we can have vision. We do have vision, and we shall. And I mean, I laugh because everyone in my family says I can talk long, but and it can come across as fluffy or soft when we speak and have no action behind this. I personally have a great deal of realized action in my history and experience with working with micro businesses in the Bahamas in the festival culture. I work with the team with Alexander Melis Lynch that took on Festival Run Bahamas for years, that incorporated edutainment, culture, all of the brands of the Bahamas, micro business. We have callers coming in, but it's not just sitting back, but the idea that we'll sit back and enjoy the ride that somebody else is taking our nation on as we go towards 50. No, sir. I'm sorry. I respectfully, completely disagree with you.
Okay. I see we have another caller here. Pass the caller through there. Go ahead, caller. How are you doing today?
Morning. Maria and your guest.
Morning. How are you doing?
Wonderfully. I totally agree with what the lady said just now. I totally disagree with what that caller said in terms of enjoy the ride. Because what he is, two things the lady said so far that he's not catching on to. The first of is the money, the dollar that is made on places they are, doesn't stay here. So it ain't gonna help me nor him. And the second thing about it is, we still making Bahamian babies, you know. We have a future to hold for those Bahamian children. So if we sell it, give away everything to somebody, some other foreigner who could pack up and go and leave it closed when he go, what's going to be left for our children? Now, I know we to jump all over you. The something he said made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say things you can't prove. Because I can tell him some stuff what Brave has done since Brave come in. First of all, he took away the Bahamian patronage by converting our sovereign wealth fund into something else controlled only by the office of the prime minister.
I know
that was taken away from the Bahamian
people. I have no idea what you're talking about. No idea. Pardon? Absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, but and you are news and you don't know that?
No, I don't know that.
That is public knowledge.
You send it to me. Text it to me.
Public.
You want to know
that has been passed in House of Assembly, Mary?
Text it to me. You say change it from something. I want to know.
I talking to you. It has been passed in House of Assembly.
You need to give me the link.
No.
I can't let you continue because I have no idea what you're talking about, Jen.
Well, okay.
I have no idea what you're saying. You need to text it to me, like I said, so I can know what was said before and what has been changed too. And if you can't do that, I can't let you continue. That's my point. But we still need to stay focused because we haven't discussed the things where we need to discuss is whose Bay Street is it and what is our goal and objective of Bay Street, right? We need to get to that point. Mike Mora mentioned that we have failed the tourism product in terms of cruise ship destination. We don't have any tours. Where are the tours? Who is responsible for having the tours? Is it government? Government don't do tours. So it boils down to Bahamians. What tours do Bahamian have and that Mike Mora does not know about to say, Mr. Mora, we have all kind of tours. What are you talking about? He's saying we don't have the tours. The tourists come here and they have no place to go because they've been here 3, 4, 5 times and have been on all these 3, 4, 5 tours. They want a different tour to go on. What can we do to solve that? They're saying that they don't have activities. They're walking. So they only want to walk inside the Bay Street area. They want to go to a restaurant on Bay Street. Is there, and not do the same restaurant they're going to the 3 times they've been here when they've been on the cruise, because this is final stop for almost every cruise. So are there any new restaurants on Bay Street that they haven't gone to or who has reinvented themselves to say, well, we sell something different? And this is the conversation. What are we doing to grow and develop our tourism?
I'm taking a moment with this one because I think when we have to, I think we have to remind ourselves constantly that we're holding the winning lotto ticket here. We already have the bond. We have the land, the beauty, the place. We have that. There's no need for us to rush and give it away. We have the beautiful sites. We have the sexy history. I mean, we have anything you want that could be made into a Hollywood movie. We have it here. We also have a deeply creative people. I'm wondering if we have the support in the right spots. Again, years ago when, and Erin talks about this all the time and her anti-plantation systemness, but the fact that there's a lot to be said for festival cultures and markets that can thrive outside of traditional settings so that people can be introduced and fall in love with an actual authentic heart of a place. Years ago when the calendar of festivals was put forward to the then government, it was an idea that throughout the Bahamas, throughout the whole Bahamas, not just Nassau, there would be a cultural exploration of the businesses we have there, of the music and talents we have there. And again, that can happen throughout even the island of
Nassau. We have that already.
We do have.
We have a calendar.
But is it getting the support it needs?
We have a whole department.
We
have a whole department of culture.
When Rum Bahamas,
we have a person in charge of festivals.
Were the cruise ships saying yes, finally something new, and let's push it there? Or they're saying let's keep it close, let's keep the dollar
Rum Bahamas supposed to be for Bahamians.
Let's keep them in the port.
It should have been for Bahamians.
Let's keep them in the port, and with the development like this key, let's make sure that they go from the boat to our island, get back on the boat, and leave with as much money in our pockets.
Who's responsible for that?
Well, you know what? One of the things I wanted to say is that I thought about when we were talking about this is that I have a very beautiful sister-in-law who happens to be Dominican. We went to her country for the wedding. And I was really impressed with that country because they could take a hole and make it a tourist attraction. I'm not saying it's not a beautiful country. Alex Medina, I love you.
Did the government do that?
They could literally take a hole
Dominica?
And make a tour about it.
Who did the tour? Did the government did the tour? What did you talk about?
That's a good question. I would imagine there was a government protected and subsidized. But are the cruise ship tourists that are pumping tens of thousands of people onto our streets and into our country every year, is there any investment from their end going in? Are they interested in anything that goes far from the ship and actually into the country?
Is that the cruise ship's job?
I don't think it is the cruise ship's job, but we invite people in and give away. Do they have any responsibility?
Whose job?
If they are able to dump waste into our waters, C.A. Nuri, and only have to pay fines to the state.
They shouldn't be able to
if
dump
they're able to drag our anchors waste. On our beautiful ocean grounds and not have to be penalized for this. If they are treating the Bahamas like the Wild West, is this not the invasion we should be worried about rather than the immigrants we're talking about? Okay.
They're just a reflection of us.
We are what we allow, as we always tell our kids, right? One of the number one parenting things you always say is you are what you allow in life, right? And so what are we allowing to happen? I'm not blaming them for what we are allowing to happen. Just like I tell my kids, you allowed that to happen, therefore this is your responsibility. I'm not going to blame, we can't blame them for that. I'm saying, let us not give away the winning lotto ticket. I think that we might have missed. I think when it comes to looking at ecotourism across the country, we are untapped. We have so many opportunities.
Bahamians don't care about ecotourism.
But that there are opportunities that lie.
We don't care about that opportunity.
CA, we're only 50 years in. The tracts of land that people bought for tens of thousands of dollars are now worth millions of dollars. But are they owned by Bahamians?
I think the majority of land here owned by Bahamians, just that we don't know what to do with it.
Hold on one second.
But anyway, we have a phone call here. Yeah. Patrick, call it through. But the issue I have, or what I'm concerned, is are we fulfilling our duty? Mike Mora has made a statement, making an accusation for Bahamians that we need to do more, and there needs to be a response. How are we able to fulfill our part of the bargain? And are we doing it? And that's all. Is yes, we're doing it, or no, we need to do it, and this is the way how to do it. But go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, hi. My name's Maria. I'm calling to comment on the cruise ship situation and Bay Street.
Yes.
First of all, I'd like to say that in an unusual way, I have spent 34 years of 2 weeks at a time in January down in the Bay Street area running a quilt show, mm-hmm. which meant that I dealt with many tourists. Yes. And I would like you to understand that from my point of view, when I was presenting the most beautiful artistic creations to the tourists who managed to brave leaving Bay Street and make the daring dash up Frederick Street in order to get to our free quilt show. They came in at times crying. I had a woman crying in fear because the cruise ship tourist director had warned them so adamantly not to leave Bay Street. And she was afraid to walk from Bay Street to Trinity Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. I have never, ever heard anyone publicly rebuke these people. I was on a cruise twice in my life, two short quilt cruises, where we brought quilters into the Bahamas and gave them an opportunity to see what was going on here. It had repercussions that lasted for decades with tourists coming every year. That's why our show survived 34 years. These ships would bring in these quilters. We had international teachers coming here. We had a chance to show our quilts in international shows, to be in books, to be in calendars around the world. And you've never even heard of this because we got no publicity, very little support. However, I only say that to say my main point is this. The cruise ships have created the Bay Street that we have. The average passenger who comes in on the cruise ship does not want to know the Bahamas. They want to say they have come to the Bahamas or been to the Bahamas, but they are not interested in much else other than walking up and down, maybe buying a souvenir or two, getting back on that ship in time to get their 4 o'clock ice cream. And if we are lucky that we have a couple who might go on a tour or do something outside the box. It's such a small amount of people. And when we look at Bay Street, we are giving the cruise ships exactly what they have established throughout the Caribbean. We have the jewelry stores, the t-shirt stores, and nothing else. But that's all tourists want, and they're going to save their shopping for the cheapest place, and Nassau sometimes might be it, or depending on what they're told on the boat, Nassau might not be it. Anyway, I think this is a very difficult topic, and y'all are doing a great job discussing it. And one of the things I also would like to say, and that is, we have several huge projects which people started and didn't finish. Look at Coal Harbor, an eyesore. And I wonder what kind of guarantee we would have if this horrible project went ahead to say that here's the money in place and this will go from start to finish and not just destroy yet another beautiful part of our country when money runs out or fights start. That's my two cents for today.
I appreciate your call, by the way, and I want to congratulate you and thank you for your access to tourism via quilting. And people tend to forget that's part of our culture and that we have a long historical lineage in regards to that. I see it's now 11:50. We have 10 minutes more before the show's over, so we need to discuss this again. I would like to invite the Quilting Society on so we can have a discussion on what they are doing in order to propel that forward. But anyway, we're going to take this quick break. This has been
Huge
Guardian Radio.
Huge legacy within the Bahamas.
Yes,
and Guardian, across many of our islands.
This is Guardian Radio AM, and we'll be right back.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. And let me just go through these texts so we can have a discussion about this Royal Caribbean proposal that people are up in arms with. Apparently, there was a newspaper article that went out yesterday, and people are calling foul. They say they're concerned that this doesn't add to our tourism product. And we need to discuss that. And I plan to have a conversation about it again in regards to that. But this first text says, as a Bahamian, we have failed our cruise port. It's boring coming to Nassau on a cruise. There is nothing to do. We need a competition for ideas for new Nassau cruise excursions. We need at least 20. And perhaps the Ministry of Tourism could do that, have a competition and have Bahamians with innovation and ideas or concepts. And then the Ministry of Tourism can sponsor or help finance such projects. Niche tourism is the future. We desperately need a Ministry of Tourism with a vision. And is it Ministry of Tourism that is the issue, or is it the Bahamians that is involved in our tourism product that hasn't embraced the opportunity to create different markets? The ship has a note that Nassau is not safe. Don't take any cash. It discourages them not to get off. And I've noticed a number of persons have complained about they're all of the
and
cruise
that's
ships.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I've seen the notes saying that do not get off. It's dangerous. You know, stay in certain areas.
Is it dangerous?
Yeah. No, I've seen.
I know the U.S. Embassy always say be dangerous.
No,
they always issue a note to their citizens saying, "Man, you can get raped."
I think there's so many places that you can safely occupy yourself in this country.
I won't know where the U.S. Embassy get
anyway,
off.
Anyway, that is true. The warnings that go out in the cruise
that
ships
is true that the embassy
that
says
definitely
it?
Happens from I think they get when I've seen embassy updates from time to time, if we have a slew of murders, there would be an update that comes up. Maybe someone can confirm the saying, be careful, you know, that
and
murder
that's what
rate
the cruise
is
ships
high.
Doing too?
But the cruise ships, I know for sure that over in the past, there's been letters given out, put out under, to get, you know, put outside of guest doors saying, please be careful. There, you know, there is an increase.
You
murder
think that
rate,
we should ban them from doing that?
I think that I don't want to get, with the time limited, I don't want to get caught up with that. I just want to say that the fact given is that it's being said that to go off the beaten track, to go into what we'd say might be the true authentic Bahamas is warned against. And also, I think there is some fairness in saying that the average, I mean, and I did a deep dive into some of the comments from the cruise ship tourists, I got depressed. Mm-hmm. Because if you go on any of their sites, and these sites are what they are, you have to take them with a giant old sprinkle of salt. But most of them were saying, you know, boring, touristy, trapsy. You're getting harassed nonstop. It's made in China products. I think that I'm glad you said that because, again, after your last show, I listened to you. I'm a fan, CA, and you talked. I was reviewing Fred Hampton, and he said one of his big quotes is, if you want peace, you have to fight for it. And what's coming to my mind over and over again is like, if we want change, if we want to claim this narrative, if we want to hold our future, we have to stop saying, we don't know what to do, we're not doing a good job, and therefore let someone else imagine it. Do it and own it for us. Again, are we putting ourselves back into a financial enslavement because we're saying we are not capable, able, or having a vision for ourselves? There are micro businesses that I have watched grow over the years that have gone into storefronts. I will say from festival time up, and the new Duff is one of them. I know that's not free advertisement, but they're a young Bahamian company that imagined a product and now they have a storefront, like a tea company that was at micro around
tourism,
Bahamas.
They're a tourism based.
Yeah, now they have a real storefront and they have people coming by and going on tours. There's a tea company that's doing very well. And there's so many different companies that have taken advantage of this and saying, no, we have something to offer. There is something we want to do. Shall we create opportunities? Like that was an excellent suggestion for basically a competition for the new tours that can then come with financial support. Yes. But to say that we can't and therefore we won't and therefore let's give it away, sell it away and shackle ourselves forever.
Let us read this text here. The port is being built for Bahamians as only Bahamian entrepreneurs are allowed on the port, which means more of tourism earnings using U.S. dollars will now remain in the country. Whose fault is it that downtown is a slump? It's that this and successive governments, they have the power to make the owners of Bay Street properties fix them up and sell them. But because they don't, this is inaction is negatively affecting our tourism product and economic growth. Let's see if I can read another one. Biggity. Let's do this one. We open tours and they refuse to meet you to experience it and help sell it. That's what they're saying regarding the Ministry of Tourism said that they always suggest tours to the Ministry of Tourism, but that they reject their tours. I don't agree with that. But go ahead, Catherine.
Well, what I will say is, yes, I think when they said whose fault is it, I think that accountability is empowering. So saying it is our fault and we are the ones who can enact and change it, that there's areas of Bay Street that absolutely need to be, as we always talk about East Bay Street and what a wasteland it is, the fact that there's so many areas that could be invested in and prettied up and made an experience that is memorable rather than seen as a trap that robs and has people wishing to escape from it. Yes, that's all possible. But also, when it talks about the tours, there are models. I know you hate when I talk about other countries, but they exist, CA.
I don't exist. I don't acknowledge no other country.
But I mean, there are countries that have had successful, sustainable tourism models that basically say that by preserving...
I need a Caribbean one.
Okay. So let's say as a country, if we say if you have...
The idea keep it that we aspire things we can reach.
If you have a product, if you have a tour that says that you agree to a way of being, a way that you'll operate that preserves and celebrates heritage and place, then you will be given the marketing that goes with that, and the marketing that goes with that will sell your tour. So people are saying these tours exist, but they're not getting the support. They're not getting signed on by the cruise ships because they want to keep the dollar as close as they they can to their own activities, to their own partners, to the places where they can make sure more of a percentage goes into their pocket. And so the people that have these little tours are saying, how, let's say we have a great tour, how do we connect that to a cruise ship company? Is there a way, is there an avenue through the Ministry of Tourism, maybe there is, in which we can find that help so we can grow something that's authentically Bahamian and not just live on subsistence tourism, where we're going hand to mouth with micro products rather than actually making a legacy of wealth for ourselves and our country and making sure at the end of the day we own the country that we claim we're celebrating these 50 years of.
And that's music. The last text says, those cruise ship passengers are broke. They have little money to spend and complain the most. We need more stopover tourists. I know what happened during COVID when the cruise passengers stopped coming to the Bahamas. Everything shut down. We do need them. Anyways, it's been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri, and we'll continue this discussion. Have a wonderful day.
And that I don't know. Yes, have a great day. There are Caribbean models.